Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yo, Sammy P with you. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. And Sunday mornings, I co-host BetMGM Game Day with Jason LaCafora and Kate Constable. That is every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, leading into Sammy P and Nick Costos. You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff. And we welcome in Jason LaCafora. Jason, I was more surprised than anybody that once we got to the Survivor portion of our show that you ended up on Dallas, because that is a team that you despise more than any other. What? And then we were all in, I think, when we were all in for the biggest sweat of the day on the Dallas Cowboys. How'd you get through that Cowboys-Giants overtime?
Well, look, I don't hate them when I fade them every year and they come in under the win total and then you get plus money to miss the playoffs and all that stuff. As I explained on the show, I do a show, WannaBet, soon to be part of the Odyssey family here, every day with my partner, Ben Hall, a younger gentleman than me, who is at times wiser than me. And I gave him the wheel in week two, and he was like, Dallas, Dallas, Dallas. And I'm like, brother, I have other ones that I've played other places, but yes, I will ride with you at Dallas. And at halftime, man, I had a text ready to light him up, and I laid off. Midway through the fourth quarter, I'm sitting there on the text, and I got the angel and the devil. And then, trust me, overtime, I'm like, I'm this close. I'm like, bro, you better be right. Hey, all's well that ends well, right? I also really liked Detroit, but didn't want to use them that early, but thought that was a smash spot. I was all over San Francisco a bunch of different ways. I'm not a huge Kyle Shanahan guy, but Kyle Shanahan with a backup quarterback and a chip on his shoulder against the second worst team in the NFC, home or road, I'm going to ride that. There were a few others that I really liked. I didn't want to use Baltimore that soon. Neither did Ben. We got Arizona and Dallas out of the way. So that I'm looking at that. I'm going to call that a win.
I would love the JLC cam when Shadi calls for what felt like a 90-yard field goal to tie it.
Oh, my God.
I would love to just watch you watch that kick. Can you take me through, like, what you were thinking as they lined up for a 64-yarder?
Honestly, with that kicker, like, I didn't – like, I mean, I was kind of okay with it. Like, I mean, you know, it's not like I had the biggest, like, nut in the world on that game. Like, I'm in a couple different Survivor things, and this is, you know, one of them. And it's not like it's you know, $1,000 to get in or anything like that. I think their kicker is going to make Justin Tucker look like an afterthought. Like, I think he's on a trajectory that's phenomenal, and he loves kicking in that place. And so I didn't, like, I don't know, man. I honestly didn't hate it. Like, it's crazy what's considered quasi-automatic now or more makeable than not. And that kicker in that scenario, like, is it ideal? No, but, like, was I absolutely stunned that he drilled it? Not at all.
You talk about the Ravens every day on your show in Baltimore, and there's a big shakeup in the AFC North. Not a big surprise, of course, what happened. Biggest favorite on the day, Baltimore ends up blowing out Cleveland. That's not the shakeup. Part of it is Pittsburgh, because, again, they give up more than 30 points. Shocking development there. You go back to the end of last year, they were doing that on a regular basis, but you were talking about top-notch offenses. Now you're doing it to Sam Darnold's offense.
Yeah.
And we got Burrow. He's out 3 months. So we're looking at the price this morning. Okay, it's Ravens minus 400 to win the division. Should probably be higher.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I'm sitting on tickets, Ravens 1, Steelers 2, Bengals 3, Browns 4. I'm a little worried about the 3-4. Like, I still think it's still Mike Tomlin. He's never had a losing season. And, I mean, who could you have 7 wins and finish with a couple tiebreakers? You know, finish second in that division? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. What I think it does more than anything else is make me feel good about some of the tickets I'm holding on AFC West teams where I thought 3 were getting in, and Denver has got their issues. And I don't know what's going on with Denver defensively right now, but that's Sean Payton. That's a quarterback who's thrown a lot of touchdowns with Sean Payton. This game tonight gets kind of interesting for me. Like, I'm not going crazy on what I like. Like, the Raiders will be a professionally run organization under Pete Carroll. Like, he's going to make them better and deeper defensively. They're going to manage game situations better than they have in a long time. And that quarterback will, you know, go off on runs and put up some yards. So, the door is definitely wide open for a third team in the AFC West. I mean, we're all sort of assuming, right, that's KC. That's the Chargers. That's Denver. But, like, this Chiefs thing, man, their schedule is a bear. And, like, the Raiders played them tough under Antonio Pierce. So what it does for me really is kind of make that division really even more intriguing. I mean, I don't know. Could they send 4? I mean, is that mathematically possible? I don't know.
One of those teams in the division you just mentioned, Denver. I was going to pose this question to you because they both have the same price to win the Super Bowl. If I were to say, okay, you have to bet either Denver or Washington stock, which team would you take of those two? They both have the same price.
Denver. Denver because of the head coach. Denver because they've got pass rush. Like, I mean, I'm looking at – if you're just making me in a vacuum handicap something and it's football related – do they have a coach? Do they have a quarterback? Do they have a pass rush? Can they mitigate the pass rush a little bit? And then 5 for me is like, okay, red zone, which really is indicative of the coach, right? Because if you've got enough scheme, you got enough brain power, you can probably make it happen in the red zone, unless you totally run out of players like the Chiefs. So I would go Denver. I didn't buy Washington's defense last year. I thought there was a smoke and mirrors element to Washington. That as great as the quarterback was, I just found myself thinking they're not really this good defensively. Like, I don't really think that much of Dan Quinn's scheme. Like, this quarterback's covering up a lot of stuff, whereas Denver was propping up that quarterback. But, I'll take Sean Payton over Cliff Kingsbury in terms of the quarterback guru thing. They're both going to play a tough schedule. No two ways about that. And I'm also holding some tickets on Denver to make the AFC Championship game. So perhaps there's a bias in me speaking as well.
With Jason LaCanfora here on BetSwats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. So the Saints last year, they start 2-0, they score 47 and 44 points, and then we know what happens. Are the Colts that, or are they, is this actually real?
They're not that. I mean, they got a better coach than Dennis Allen. They've got a better, like, I'll take Daniel Jones over the carcass of Carr and then Rattler and all that stuff they were throwing together the rest of last year. Like, the Colts defense, I know it didn't look great yesterday, but they were, like, quasi-interesting to me. I think they have some talent. They definitely upgraded at defensive coordinator. They've got a little bit of that early mojo going, which can carry teams. They remind me in a weird way a little bit of the Daniel Jones playoff team, right, that Dable took out of nowhere to coach of the year honors and all that. Like, is this a team I would buy over multiple seasons? No, but, like, have they caught a little lightning in the bottle? Is their division horse bleep? You know what I mean? You can start checking boxes to make a little bit of a case for them. So, no, I don't think they're the Saints. That tie, that look, that head to head against Denver, and we like, I mean, again, what the hell happened there with, you know, taking a field goal off the board and all that. It happened. They won. That could end up being a huge head to head tiebreaker for them. No, I think the Colts are like, I kind of thought coming into the year, they're a 500-ish team. And again, like, I think we're going to find the right combination of 9 wins gets you in the door.
What are people saying in your circles about the Bears? I'm curious how people assess them from the outside.
My people are never big on the Bears. I got to be honest with you. The evaluators I talk to all the time, you can read my stuff in the Washington Post. My guys don't fancy their GM. They don't fancy the hype that comes with every move they make. They think that the decision maker should have been fired, not re-empowered. They think the ownership group is out to lunch. They think everybody there is so caught up in the stadium BS that they get bamboozled by people like agents who used to play for them. And, you know, like it's not a professional. It's a Bush League operation. That's what they think of them. What are they great at? What have they been great at forever? Like they don't win at home. They don't
selling
win on the road.
You hope. They're not. They're good at.
They're
selling
not competitive in the division. Like I don't know. Like I haven't been on them either game. I mean, I had 4 same game parlays I built around the Lions winning that game and Goff and Gibbs going off at least to some degree. I hit all 4. Nothing really about that game. Surprise! I thought Caleb would run a little more. Thought he'd run a little more. I played him at 15, thought about playing him at 30. Thought about playing him more than that. This guy's going to take time to become an NFL head coach. Like, I think he's coming in a little cocky and, you know, he's going to want to weed out his guys from the other guy. Like, why set this thing up where, like, there's going to be the inevitable power play? It just explained to me why the GM is like, what make the case for why this guy's got all the money and all the power. Why is it Kevin Warren?
The head coach or the GM?
The GM.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I don't.
The head coach, I'm talking about the GM.
They just gave him the extension.
I thought Kevin Warren was going to come in there and have guardrails and be and like, and that things would change for the better, but he backed the wrong guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just gave him the extension for no reason.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I know.
So, no, my people are not surprised.
Same old story. With Jason Lockefor, this is a Bet Sweats. Check out the In the Huddle podcast, an Odyssey original. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, we've got 2 games tonight. Before you dive into the games, what do you think about the double dip? And they don't overlap them at all. It's a 10 p.m. Eastern start for the second game. And any thoughts on these 2 matchups?
I hate when they play them at the same time. I feel like that defeats the purpose. Like you're into greed, you're into creating windows. Just give me 1 early and 1 late. Like, you know, you tend to know your consumer pretty well. Like let's nip that in the bud. Because next week they're on concurrently, I think, right?
I have no idea.
I think they are.
Are they trying
I think
to figure that out? Yeah. Okay.
I think
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
tonight
they don't know what to do yet.
Yeah. Tonight I like the under in the earlier game. I buy both defenses more than both offenses. Obviously, Tampa's got all kinds of issues in their offensive line. I think the Texans' offensive line moves in the offseason were highly overrated. And I don't know that they have an offensive coordinator. I mean, we know they didn't have one last year, but are we sure they have one now? We used to look a lot at Stroud home road splits. Like we're kind of past that now. Like he hasn't been great at home the last 4 times out. They put a lot on his shoulders. So I think that's a fairly ugly game. And I think Baker might have to activate his legs a little bit more. I think it's volume underneath screen, stuff like that. The late game, like I'm inclined to buy the Chargers. I'm not going crazy betting them. I do have, you know, some money line, small leg parlays going. You know, I'm doing things like taking it down to 39.5 and going over and have some sort of corollaries to that. This has been, and when they play in Vegas, it's tended to get bat bleep crazy. But then you've also got this conflicting thing of Harbaugh versus Carroll, right? And the 2 old school guys and run the ball and defense. And like, divisional game this early in the year. So that does weigh on me a little bit, which is why I'm just not playing the game straight up over. Like, I think they really want to get their new kid running back. Well, both want to get their new kid running backs in into the end zone. I kind of lean to the Giro Harbaugh side of things with the Chargers to be able to do that. You know, Herbert, his last 14 games, it's pretty ridiculous, right? 67% completions, 8.1 per attempt. So it's not Harbaugh check down ball. 21 touchdowns, two picks, 105.1 rating. He's throwing the ball 32 times a game. You know, I it could get a little loose for me.
15-1 MVP, Herbert. 15-9.
I'm on Jordan Love, baby. I'm already on Jordan Love.
Okay.
Talked about him all spring and summer on WannaBet. Jordan Love. Let's go, Pack, go. Isn't that what they say? Cheese for everybody.
Yeah. Top four team in the NFL, man.
Don't peek
too soon.
We got it
all figured out now. Last 30 seconds. Will the Chiefs make the AFC Championship game this year?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Yep. Here we go.
They'll make the playoffs, but I don't know about the championship game.
Okay. Good stuff. Jason Lockefora. Check him out. BetMGM Game Day, Sunday mornings with myself and Kate Constable, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Thank you, Jason. Best of luck with your wagers tonight, all right?
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockefora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Yes, Sam, no doubleheader next Monday. But in week four, it seems like they're just kind of testing this out. They are doing a doubleheader, and they're going on at the same time. There's going to be that overlap. They're going to start one game at 7:15 Eastern and then the next game at 8:15 Eastern.
Joy. Can't wait.
You hate it all, and I understand. I understand why you're there. Monday morning market moves. Let's look at next week. College football first, then the National Football League on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay. I think this is a welcome switch up for Sammy P because we're going to talk some college football. Instead of the NFL, I could see us spiraling down the more and more we talk about the NFL, and I certainly understand why. Joe O, Sammy P, Monday morning market moves. We do college football, then the NFL in 20 minutes from right now, taking a look at the upcoming week and seeing how the market is moving And we certainly have some examples that are worth discussing, but we're not going to start with sides and totals. We're not going to start there with the upcoming slate. We're going to start with the biggest award in college football. It's this one, and it's really nothing else even close. And that, of course, is the Heisman Trophy. Sam, if we go to the very top of the board, what do we see in the Heisman Trophy race?
We see a Bet Sweats party is what we see. According to BetMGM, Carson Beck, John Mateer have the two best chances to win the Heisman Trophy. Hey, now.
Whew, let's go. That's it, man. Looking good. It's very, very early, right? But yes. I like where we sit. It was a gimme game for Oklahoma. They throttled Temple 42-3. Mateer had a good game. And part of my case for double dipping, which I did this past week, was, look, Auburn's coming up. I think they can beat Auburn. They're at home for that game. Oklahoma is. And then you've got a gimme in Kent State, one of the worst teams in the country. So now we're talking about sitting 5-0, and we're getting hype going into the game against Texas. And, dude, Arch doesn't look good.
He stinks.
I mean, this guy, speaking of the Heisman favorite, he all offseason looks awful. They win over UTEP 27-10. That's not supposed to happen with a Texas team that has the next coming at quarterback. He's going to be the number one pick moving forward. Every draft he enters, he's going to be the number one pick. No. Okay, you bounce back against San Jose State, but maybe not to the level some were hoping. UTEP 27-10. Manning 114 passing yards.
That has been the toughest team to power rate for me all season. And I take some responsibility for that. But when you talk to lifetime odds makers and bookmakers, and they all tell you that Texas is the highest power rated team in the country, you have to listen. So coming into the season, I had Texas number one because everybody that makes numbers said Texas is number one. So where are they now? I've knocked them down every week. I had them at 3 in the country, and I don't want to get too crazy with that, but like, how are they top 5? I just don't, they're not a top 5 team in the country right now. But you can't, when you're making like numbers, you're not supposed to overreact this rapidly, but sometimes it's warranted. I mean, clearly the books were wrong, and I was wrong because I believed in the guys that I believed in. But then you looked up coming into the Ohio State game, Texas is favored to win the title and Arch is favored to win the Heisman. So we were given this bill of goods that Texas is elite and they will be better than they were last year because they have Arch Manning at quarterback. And now you look, MGM's got 30-1. I wouldn't bet 100-1 on Arch Manning. They can't float it out because they've got so much liability already built in. I mean, guys were betting 8-1, 7-1, 6-1 in the summer, just firing bets on Arch Manning. And I haven't recalibrated yet. I mean, how do you put that team in the top 5 power rating wise? Like, I had them 3 last week and I felt bad about that. I'm like, oh my God, are they really 3rd? But I didn't want to get too crazy with the rating because a loss to Ohio State is not a bad loss. But then when you can't move the ball against UTEP, it's like I have to drop them another point and a half, I think. You can't drop them 4 points. That's ridiculous. And Ohio State, I'm sorry, everybody thinks Ohio State would be a 7-point favorite over Texas on a neutral, and that would not happen. Just would not happen. But I think that's the toughest team to power rate right now because the talent is there. But the red zone offense is horrible, and their quarterback stinks right now. It's a very, very tough team to put a number next to.
I get it. And I'm looking at the number this week. I'm like, 41.5? Yeah, I know Sam Houston sucks. So does UTEP. And it wasn't even close. 41.5, I don't think they should be 41.5 over anybody. I've been staring at that, wondering. I was looking at that during the NFL games. Like, that's a crazy number for the way that Texas has been playing. But you do a good job of explaining why that's the number, because they were all the way up there. And yes, okay, they've had subpar performances, down a little. You don't want to overreact. Then you get hammered going the other way. But, man, right. I've been unimpressed. Very unimpressed.
Yeah, of course, but I've been unimpressed with two teams. And I know we're going to talk about some of these lines that have moved, but I think this is a very difficult question to answer right now. And I have to do this. I have to be ready for this at 1 o'clock Eastern on Bear Bets. Who's the best team in college football right now? No idea. I have no idea. Penn State is still my highest power-rated team. They are. Penn State also doesn't look like they give a damn because they haven't played anybody. So it's, they didn't cover against Villanova. Their season starts in 2 weeks against Oregon. That's when their season starts. And guess what? They're going to be favored in that game. Even though Oregon might have looked better so far, Penn State is still favored. And you look at the board at MGM, Ohio State's favored, then Georgia and Penn State right behind them, then Texas, then Oregon. You have five teams right now that are within plus 550 and 7-1. I mean, it's not even who's the best team, it's who do you want to bet? And I would love, the title game that I would love to see would be Oregon against Miami. I think that would be a sensational national championship game.
Yeah.
But I don't have either of them in my top three right now.
Maybe the numbers are wrong. Yeah, we were talking off air with David Dykstra, a big Penn State guy. He's like, they're not a top two Big Ten team. All summer, they're the best Big Ten team. It's finally Franklin's time. He's like, yeah, they're 3-0, but he's watching every down. Like, no, they're not that good. Okay, to your question about who's the best team. People are going to say, well, LSU right now is the best team in the SEC. Why not them? Because I don't know if Clemson's any good. That's why. How do you power rate them? How do you power rate Clemson at this point?
I don't know. That's another tough one. So I had them fifth coming into the season, and last week I had them eighth, and I mean, they're still going to get respect. I don't know why, but you look at their title odds, and they've fallen down to like 12th. So how low can you go? The quarterback stinks. It's crazy to me that people were so willing to bet Arch Manning or Cade Klubnik to win the Heisman. This is why you just can't do it. You can't fall for this summer stuff. Every year, they jam somebody down your throat, whether it's Spencer Rattler or DJU or Arch Manning or whoever it is. You can't do it. As for the games that have moved so far this week, they're betting Illinois. Now, Indiana opened 5, which I thought was high. And I'm not an Illinois backer this year by any stretch, but I thought Indiana -5 was a crazy high line in the Hassan Gurch Bowl to settle it all this weekend in Bloomington. So Indiana opens as a 5-point favorite. BetMGM is 4.5. Other books are 4. Circa is 3.5. Early push on the Illini, and honestly, it makes sense. It does. I never thought Indiana should have been a 5-point favorite.
Man, I'm forgetting who it was. I saw a college football analyst kind of like do his breakdown of the rankings, and he was annoyed at Illinois' ranking. Because if you look at them and you look at some of the other teams that are below them, has Illinois really proven that they're better than a lot of the teams that they are above? And we deal with power ratings, and you do a great job with yours, but a lot of people will look at the rankings and – some of them crazy enough to make bets based on that. Like Georgia Tech, he was pointing out, and I think it's certainly fair. You look at that resume, you look at what they did over the weekend against Clemson, and they also won at Colorado. Like, how are they so many spots below Illinois? Illinois got the hype in the offseason. That's the reason. They got the hype. People bought into it. They haven't lost yet. So that's why they're going to be so much higher than a lot of other teams. We don't know yet if it's deserved hype. We're going to have a better idea after Saturday.
Yeah, it's a big stance by the house against Illinois. And as much fun as I like to have with Illinois and their fans, because their fans are very funny, like, oh, we beat Duke and we beat Western Michigan, we're a top 10 team. I mean, there are two teams that I think are properly misranked in the AP poll. You mentioned Georgia Tech, and how about Vanderbilt? I mean, Vanderbilt's got two monster wins already. Monster wins for them. With a win total of 5, 5.5, they're already 3-0. So the AP poll to me, I don't put a lot of stock in. I don't really care. From a numbers standpoint, I had Illinois 3 points better than Indiana last week going into Saturday. Indiana plays Indiana State, wins by 70. Whatever. And then Illinois is up 10-0 on Western Michigan at half. Illinois pulls away, wins 38-0. But, I mean, if I had Illinois 3 points better last week, you don't really move either of those teams. So how do we get from Illinois 3 on a neutral to Indiana 5 at home? I don't understand it. And you've seen the money come in on Illinois. Again, they took 5, took 4.5, and took 4. Another team that they're betting this week is Duke. Duke opens 2 at home against NC State. And now Duke is laying 3, 3.5. Duke has taken money in 2 straight weeks and gotten destroyed. If you bet them, at least. Because I bet them against Illinois because, again, I believed in the numbers and believed in the market, and the market was way wrong on Duke. So then Duke goes to Tulane on Saturday with the old Tulane quarterback playing for Duke, and Tulane wins. So, like, Duke has taken money week 2, week 3, loss, loss, and here they are taking money again from 2 to 3, 3.5. The market keeps betting Duke. Duke keeps underperforming.
I will give the AP poll voters this bit of credit, and maybe you would disagree with this, but they kept Notre Dame in there, 0-2. Close loss against Miami, close loss on Saturday, right, so, against Elko. So you don't see that normally, but I'm okay with it. Like, we know what's going to happen. Notre Dame is almost a 4-touchdown favorite against Perdue. That's inside of 4 touchdowns because of the results for the Irish so far. But yes, you would think that they're going to stomp them. I don't know that they're going to cover the number. But, yeah, I would give them that credit. That's a power rating thing, right? Like, they're closer on that, but they're so wrong on so many other things. As far as other games that have moved – does anything else stand out? As far going through key numbers, I'm not seeing any of that. But there have been, you know, 1-2 point adjustments here or there.
Cal is getting bet against. So Cal has started 3-0 because they have this freshman phenom, JKS, who's been unbelievable. Beat Oregon State, beat Minnesota as a dog. And now you see Cal go, oh, all right, let's see the market open Cal 13 on the road at San Diego State. And now there are 11.5s in the market. So, okay, it's one thing to do it as a dog at home twice. Now we're going to make you a 13-point favorite on the road. So Cal open 13 down to 11.5. Key number-wise, though, you're right, like, not much yet. They're betting Michigan. At
Michigan,
Nebraska.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah,
1, 1.5 out to 2.5 now. BetMGM. Underwood looked pretty good. Again, how much stock do you put into a win over Central Michigan? I don't know. But nothing like drastically through a 7 or a 14 or a 21 or anything like that. That Notre Dame game, if we can go back there for a second. So they opened 27, 25.5 now at Chris. So early bites on Purdue.
Is Gertz in trouble with his 10 toes after a 73-0 victory over the weekend? He said 0-9 in the Big Ten. That's what I want.
Favorite at home. 5-point favorite on the open against Illinois.
Monday morning market moves on the NFL next. This is BetSwitz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Monday morning market moves. Let's talk about the NFL. You know, I was just thinking about you having to answer that question, who's the best team or which team would you bet college football right now? I think you want to say Miami, but
yeah,
I don't know if you want to do that, right? Like, are you comfortable doing that? But you want to say Miami.
Well, it's a different conversation. Who's the highest power rated team? And who would you bet, right? Just because they're the highest rated team doesn't mean the market's correct. Clearly evident by Texas coming into the season being everybody's number one team. They were the highest power rated team, but I remember quite vividly us on this show saying, do not bet Texas at 5-1, 550. They were still the number one team in the ratings, but you're not making a bet there. So if we're just going to say, all right, bet one of these teams, national championship, Ohio State 550, Georgia 6, Penn State 6, Texas 7, Oregon 7, LSU 10, Bama 13, A&M 15, Miami 20, Oklahoma 20. Who are you betting? That's the better question. Not who's the best team. Mm-hmm. Who are you betting? Yep. Miami at 20 is what I would bet right now. I mean, they might have, and maybe they don't power rate as high as Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, Oregon, LSU, they have an NFL offensive line, defensive line, a quarterback who's right there to win the Heisman, talent, skill, speed, all over the field. Their number one running back didn't even play against USF, and they still ran for a million yards. Their O-line and D-line is insane. And then you get Carson Beck, who's a senior quarterback, very good. The only issue with Miami is Mario. Everybody has an issue with Mario. Mario's been pretty good so far this year. Well, he's going to mess up eventually. Maybe. Maybe he will. I'm betting Miami at 20 before I'm betting Ohio State at plus 550. I'm sorry, I am. But I'm not possibly power rating Miami over Ohio State. You can't. Like, they just, that's not the case. If Ohio State and Miami played on a neutral, Ohio State's a favorite. Clearly. But who are you betting? 550, 20-1. It's a very interesting series of questions. You know, who's number one? Who's power rated the highest? Who's the best team? Who are you betting to win the title? Those are all different questions.
That's Sammy P. I'm Joe O. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Okay, let's transition to the Monday morning market moves on the NFL side. Sam, a ton of numbers are moving. Some of it is injury related. let's start there with the biggest injury in the NFL. It's the biggest story. It's Joe Burrow down for 3 months for the Cincinnati Bengals. So if we look at this a number of days ago, it is Minnesota favored by 1.5. That was a look ahead. Minnesota looks terrible last night. That comes into play. But of course, the point spread has to be higher because it's Jake Browning and it's not Joe Burrow. I see 3.5 at BetMGM, mostly 3.5s. Some spots are 4, some 4.5. It looks like this one's heading north. But are you surprised that we have a 2-point difference between the look ahead and current number on Vikings Bengals?
It's a very complicated line to make because the look ahead number came in off of Minnesota's Monday night performance against Chicago. And look ahead number obviously comes out with Burrow in there. So on September 9th, the look ahead number in Vegas was Minnesota -2. That's with a healthy Burrow and the Vikings off a comeback win on Monday night. Then Burrow gets hurt. So then they open up 4.5. This opened up last night at 7:14. That's before Monday Night Football, because Monday Night Football is not until 8:15. So before we see the Vikings suck on national television, the market is Minnesota 4.5. Now we're 3.5, 3. It's very, very tough to power rate the Cincinnati team without Burrow. Because you would ask somebody, how much is Burrow worth? What's the drop-off Burrow to Browning? Probably 4.5 points. But their line is so bad. I mean, Burrow got banged up in week one. How about that video of Myles Garrett coming fully unblocked through the A-gap and just drilling him? They can't keep their quarterbacks upright, which negates their ability to throw the ball deep. So I don't know that you could put a 5 on it because of their lack of protection for whoever's under center. But when they reopened at 4.5, that got hit right away. BetMGM's 3.5. Chris is already 3. I don't think the Bengals' money is going to stop. I think the market is really going to bet against McCarthy. That was a very, very bad performance. And, you know, I remember coming on the show last week saying the kid's a winner. And I still believe he's a winner. I mean, it was a bad game last night, but he's still a winner. They played 8 quarters now, Minnesota. Yeah. They've been efficient offensively in 1. And that quarter was against a team that gave up 50 yesterday. So I think we definitely need to reassess Minnesota. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that are excited to lay 3.5 with the Vikings at home, even against a backup. Not saying it's right, but that's going to be the consensus. Because everybody just watched McCarthy on national television as a 3.5-point favorite, score 6 points, and now they're a 3.5-point favorite again. I don't think the average person is going to look to lay that. I'm sorry. I don't see it.
I will. And I hate it. Give me Flores against Browning. That's where I'm at. But you're right. Like that, and that's going to be everywhere. The efficiency offensively. In 1 quarter, they've scored a touchdown in 1 out of 8 quarters. That's rough. And now you're favored by more than a field goal at home, so people are going to go the opposite way. Oh, Browning still won. He won without Burrow. They're fine against Jacksonville. Yeah, I would probably want to be on the Flores side. That's me. But hey, maybe I'm sick of picking and losing with underdogs. Maybe that's part of it as far as I'm concerned. I wanted to bring up this number, even though we're waiting on a team to play Monday Night Football, because of the movement we see, and we have a quarterback injury involved. I'm talking about the Jets and the Bucs. So we wait on Tampa Bay against Houston. It'll be a short week for the Bucs, but there's a move here because Justin Fields is injured. Was injured yesterday. He was having a bad game, and then he gets injured. It is now 7 at BetMGM. The Bucs a 7-point favorite. Matter of days ago, this was sitting 5. They weren't sure what to do with it, and now it jumps up. Now, if the Bucs win tonight, if they look good, it might go past 7.
Yeah, Ty Taylor, he's your guy, ideally, for week 3.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a big drop between Fields and Taylor. I don't. Look ahead number here was 6 and now it's 7. So they're saying it's a point, basically. We'll see what happens tonight with Tampa. If Tampa can go into Houston and pull the upset, granted, they're not a big dog. They're only a 2.5-point dog. But if Tampa comes out and wins 28-10, just if. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Please don't say I like the Bucs because I don't. I don't have a side in the game. But if Tampa comes out and rolls them, yeah, a 7 is going to go bye-bye. You're going to see 7.5 during the game. You'll see that 7 move. So that number will be predicated on what happens tonight. Now, if Tampa loses, it works the other way. So if you want to get involved in that game pre-Monday Night Football, you have to sort of handicap how you think Monday night's going to go. If the Texans roll the Bucks and it's, you know, 31-0 Houston in the third quarter, Tampa's going to be a 5.5-point favorite. So it really all swings on what happens tonight between the Bucks and the Texans. But as of right now, you're right. There's been a move from 6 to 7, at least from where the number was a week ago to where it is now.
Let's talk about the fallout of Cowboys-Giants from yesterday. On one hand, they don't know what to do with the Cowboys-Bears game. BetMGM has the Bears as a 1-point favorite. There are some books that have made Dallas a favorite. Dallas is a favorite at Circa. There are pick'ems available. So they don't know what to do in that game. And then you've got the Chiefs and the Giants. The 0-2 Chiefs. At the Giants, all of a sudden, Russ showing signs of life. He's your passing leader because, of course, he passes for almost 100 yards more than anybody else yesterday. BetMGM has it at 6. There are plenty of 5.5s out there. So that Kansas City number down a touch here. What do you think about Dallas and New York Giants, kind of the reaction to what happened yesterday?
Well, I think the wildest thing is the total market in Dallas, Chicago. So they open this 49, and then you see sharper books go to 50. Rec books are at 48.5. Like, I'm looking at it right now. So Circa and Chris are 50. BetMGM, Green Book, Blue Book, 48.5. Sharp books going up, rec books going down. That's interesting. Over. Is it not?
Yep, very much so.
And you could definitely over if Circa and Chris are sitting 50, yes, you should probably go over 48.5 to Joe's point.
Why is this a pick'em?
I would not bet the Bears with your money.
That's what I'm saying. We have to take that. We don't have to do anything, but when I look at that total, my first reaction is the majority of the scoring is going to come from the Cowboys against the Bears. Oh, Eberflus revenge game coming back to Chicago. I forgot about that.
Yes. What's up with Jalen Johnson? I saw him get hurt again yesterday. That guy can't stay on the field. I feel bad for him. He was laying on the ground. They brought the guys out. He probably should have been on short-term IR to start the season, but they rushed him back, and now he's hurt. And I think both him and Edwards are going to be out for a while. That's the report that I saw yesterday. So your number one corner's out. One of your best linebackers is out. Man, who's getting stops in that one?
They're missing multiple players in the secondary. Did you see they just flew by the guys on Dallas? Just neighbors again. A bunch of them. Wendell Robinson.
Yep.
They're just flying by. Yeah, the over is the move. I get it. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network. Monday Moon's on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.